This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
More worries about that embattled nuclear power plant in Ukraine. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Ukraine's lightning advance has had Russian troops on the run in the country's northeast. That's not stopped the Russian attacks, though. Firefighters have been kept busy in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, and a constant target of shelling, as has been Nikopol, across the river from the Zaporizhia nuclear plant.
This situation is untenable.
International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi.
And we see that one day we repair one line, only to see it go down the next day and to wonder what is going to happen.
He says the warring sides must agree to a nuclear safety zone. I'm Ben Thomas.
The coffin bearing the body of Queen Elizabeth is being flown back to London today. Mourners in Scotland have been lining up waiting to pay their respects as her coffin lay at rest in St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A man wearing a suit adorned with medals stood silently, bowed his head and moved on. A woman dabbed away tears with a handkerchief. Another woman, with two young children in their school uniforms, walked slowly past the coffin. Some people even rejoined the end of the line to get a second view. Scotland, where the Queen died at her beloved Balmoral estate in the Highlands after a 70-year-old reign, has been almost universal in its praise for her.
This morning, King Charles has been greeting crowds outside Hillsborough Castle, the royal residence in Northern Ireland. Twitter's former security chief Peter Zatko will testify before Congress today. He's accused Twitter of negligence in privacy and security matters. Winners at the Emmys last night include Succession, Ted Lasso, Zendaya, and Lee Jung-jae, the first Asian to win the Emmy for Best Drama Series Actor. This is AP News. Los Angeles County will settle a lawsuit over the homelessness crisis.
Los Angeles County officials have announced an agreement that commits hundreds of millions of dollars to expand outreach and support services for homeless residents and potentially settles a lawsuit brought in 2020. The agreement will put Los Angeles County, which operates the local public health system, in direct partnership with the City of Los Angeles, which has committed to sheltering homeless residents as part of its settlement. The lawsuit, alleging that inaction by the city and county had created a dangerous environment, was brought by the LA Alliance for Human Rights, a coalition of businesses, residents, landlords, homeless people, and others. As of February, there were more than 69,000 homeless people in Los Angeles County, with about 42,000 within the LA city limits. I'm Mike Gracia.
The latest report on those rising prices comes out this morning, a consumer price index for August. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.